the rest of the story. Summer 1994, Betty Galvano and her husband Phil were visiting their son's home, Fort Myers, Florida. Betty's in the kitchen, chopping broccoli for dinner. Phil's helping prepare the food. When it happened, when Betty, in one instant standing calmly at the counter, in the next instant was hurled violently, I mean her entire body, with no one standing near her, was thrown all the way across the kitchen and all the way back again. Phil, astonished, rushed to her side. What happened? What's wrong? Was all he could say. Betty was still conscious, but stunned. He carried her to the living room couch. It was like a million needles racing through me, she struggled to exclaim. It had appeared as though she'd been tossed by some invisible, inexplicable giant from one end of the room to the other end and then back again. Phil put his arm around Betty, his heart aching for her. She'd already been through so much. In her late 50s, the active, athletically inclined mother of six had broken a hip jumping from a seawall. Surgeons had implanted a 10-inch steel rod, but her injury had been unusually severe and the prognosis was bleak. Indeed, instead of recovering, Betty seemed only to hurt more and to grow increasingly lame. Eventually, she found herself dependent on a walker, moving about with difficulty and in constant pain. There was nothing more to be done, her doctor advised. And now this. This in the summer of 1994. But, as Betty and Phil sat beleaguered on the living room couch, trying vainly to make some sense of the haunting occurrence only minutes passed, they looked out the window into the backyard beyond, and they saw a rainbow. It was quite impossible. I mean, at least it seemed so, because there was no hint of rain. There wasn't a cloud in the sky. In fact, no lawn sprinkler to spray a misty prism for the afternoon sunlight. But there it was. The air was streaming with color, and the stream plunged into a ground-bound cloud of sparkling gold right there in their own backyard. I must be dying, Betty whispered to herself. But she was only beginning to live, for as Betty slowly, carefully rose from the couch, she realized, to her amazement, that for the first time in a long time, she was free of pain. The leg she had dragged behind her like a sack of wet sand was lively and strong again. Now suddenly Betty found herself skipping through the house, skipping and singing and rejoicing. Next day she went to see the doctor. Speechless, he ran a battery of tests. His conclusion, aside from the steel rod in her hip, it was as though Betty had never been anything but well. She is well to this day, rejoicing to this day, certain that once upon a phenomenon, she was visited and healed by God himself at the rainbow's end. It's only one thing of which Betty's doctor was certain, that somehow, some way, as she was standing in front of the slightly open kitchen window chopping broccoli that day, she was struck by a bolt out of the blue, fair weather lightning, a bolt of lightning. Where it had come from, he couldn't say, but Betty Galvano knows. Betty Galvano knows the rest of the story.